Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. The East Abbotville Church of Christ will be assembling this evening at 7 for a period of Bible study. We urge you to come, bring only your Bibles, and visit with us. If you're completely incapable to attend, log on to eastabbotville.org, and there you can see and hear the services, as well as on the church's YouTube channel and the church's Facebook page. Keep these things in mind this evening at 7. Question: has the media desensitized us to singing? Well, yes and no. It is so that the media fills the airwaves with programs, movies, ads, games, and even news reports of sexual indulgence, sexual perversion, sexual innuendo, violence, irreverence, godlessness, shamelessness, and all kinds of deviant and damnable behavior. And it's true that every form of human vice is exhibited with an ever-increasing degree of shock and awe. And it's also true that reality programs and the merging of television, telephone, and the internet technologies has introduced an era of exhibitionism that holds the promise of an unimaginably raunchier media experience for the future. It's so that the media has trained people in the knack of sloth by seducing them to while away the hours of prime time in idle activity. So, yes, the media is to blame for desensitizing us to sin. But then again, we've let it happen. You see, the thing about this electronic age is that everything has an off switch. The media has set the table, but unlike Daniel, we've not made up our minds to not defile ourselves with the media's dentities. Daniel did that, and we read about it in Daniel 1 and verse 8. What's needed is some good old-fashioned repentance. Not now, mind you, I wish they hadn't put that there, conscience, that we sometimes use to salve our consciences literally when we apply it to reconcile what the media is doing to our morals. But by repentance, I mean the deliberate choice that we'll not sully ourselves by feeding our hearts things that our hearts should hate. Here are some goals, and I hope that we can poke and prod our minds in hopes of re-sensitizing our consciences that have been dulled by the average daily dose of the modern media. First of all, the buck stops with Dad. Fathers must embrace accountability for the souls that are in their charge. You remember when Joshua said in Joshua 24 and verse 15, "As for me and my house," see, Joshua is taking responsibility for himself and for the souls that have been placed in his care when God blessed him with a wife and children. What father lets his children eat all of the sweets that they want? Or what father is it that permits his children to neglect bathing? Or what father is it that allows his children to stay home from school whenever they please? See, if fathers should concern themselves with their children's diet, hygiene, and education, should they not concern themselves more with the matters of the heart and the soul? You know, too many homes have too few fences around the media devices. And children know how to work the technologies better than their parents because they're tailored to the younger customer. And what are the consequences? Well, it was only after his family was neck deep in crisis with a molested daughter and a murderous son that Jacob charged his house in Genesis 35 verses 2 through 4 to put away the foreign gods that had corrupted their family values. Too many fathers, like Jacob, wait too long to curb childhood behaviors that are going to develop into adolescent habits and establish lifelong values while they're occupied with other interests than fatherhood. Dad, wake up. Make some media rules for you and your house. Your family is following your lead. And you know, parents must model a good conscience before they can train one. Moses told parents in Israel over in Deuteronomy 6, verses 6 and 7, that God's teaching had to be first on their hearts before they could teach it diligently to their children. So we see then that fathers and mothers must consider the example that they're setting for their children by the quality and the content of their media consumption. You know, if dad is not disciplined and discriminating, then neither will his children be. If parental habits imply that there is one media standard for adults and another for children, then the message to a child is that the R movie that mom rents and the slasher video game that dad plays late at night with his cronies is something to which one graduates. You see, parents must model moderation in the quantity and in the discrimination in the content of the leisure time activity. And not only that, in addition, they have to demonstrate a sincere sense of shame and moral outrage that takes immediate and strong action to avoid, to condemn, and to turn off that illicit content, rather than just sort of mildly make the station like we talked a bit about a minute ago, well, you know, I wish they wouldn't do that. I wish they hadn't showed it. What's the world coming to? No, those kind of things don't cut it, you see. You know, attaching some kind of animated disclaimer to poor entertainment choices, we can, you know, roll our eyes all we want to, and we can say, what's this world coming to, all we want to. And all that is just polite etiquette among Christians, sad to say. But children aren't fooled. When parents compromise their own consciences, they only steal the resolve of that young heart to someday be free of the shackles of all of this hypocritical standard and fill their senses with all of the things that mom and dad watched when the kids went to bed. So, let me just suggest this. I suggest a 40-day media fast. Now, I know that maybe that sounds extreme, but indulging the soul in spiritual exercise, I believe, is an antidote. We need a 40-day media fast where we replace our high-definition TVs, our hi-fi iPods, our high-speed internets, and our high-resolution video games with some high-priority Bible reading. We need 40 days where we starve our entertainment cravings to indulge our souls and to discover what Jesus said in Matthew 4 and verse 4. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. See, we need to indulge ourselves in God's word. We need to indulge ourselves the way that Daniel did not, because we're obliged, because we're hungry for the Lord's presence and for his help. That's what Daniel was. We read about that in Daniel chapter 6. In fact, looking at that passage, Daniel chapter 6, notice verse 10. It says, now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his window being opened in his chamber toward Jerusalem,
he knelt upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. We can go on further into Daniel, the 9th chapter, and there we see in, I believe it's in verse 3, Daniel said, I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplication with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. So we see that what Daniel did was to seek for the Lord's presence, to seek for the Lord's help. So maybe we need 40 days of secret time where we learn a God consciousness and the passion for a relationship with God. It was in Jesus' Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 6 that Jesus talked about these things. When he began there, we'll not have time to read it all, but in Matthew chapter 6 in verse 5, Jesus said, when you pray, do not be as the hypocrites are that love to pray standing in the synagogue. He also talked about how that we ought to pray, and he taught his disciples how to pray. Maybe we know how to do so many other things, thanks to media, but we're forgetting the things that maybe one time in our lives that were a important part to us. We need to hide our remotes. We need to keep a Bible next to the recliner. And we need to recreate in the Word of God for 40 days with the technology unplugged. Such a commitment, I think, will re-sensitize the conscience. It will reignite our faith, because after all, Romans 10 and verse 17 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It will rejuvenate our hope, because Romans 15 and verse 4 says, we're saved by hope. It will reacquaint us with sin. It'll remind us of what it is. The media is certainly not reminding us. It's taking the word sin completely out of the vocabulary. And it will reequip us for righteousness, like what in 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 and 17. It's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. That's what the Scriptures will do for us. But really, you know, whether you proclaim a 40-day media fast in your home or not, here's the point. Your technology has an off switch, and we need to use it. We need to use it far more than we do. So, before we take your finger off the remote to wag it at that TV and vainly rebuke it for its bringing its filth and its ungodliness into your living room, hit the off button. Find your Bible. Get back to God. Replace your media time with manna time. It'll do our souls good. In fact, it will do our souls real good. As our time draws to a close, again, let me remind you, tonight at 7 o'clock, the East Albable Church of Christ that meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 will come together for a period of Bible study. We urge you to come, bring your Bibles, and study with us the things that we can learn from God's holy and divine Word. If you're completely and totally incapable, keep in mind the church's website, eastalbertville.org. And there you can not only get the audio and video of the Bible study, but you can also download a copy of the outline that we'll be using in tonight's study. So we urge you to either log on to the website or to the YouTube channel or to the church's Facebook page. And there you can see and hear the Bible study period if you're completely and totally incapable of coming to the building. We want you to keep these things in mind, as they are also true for Sunday morning at 9:30, at Sunday evening at 5 o'clock as well. We see your time is gone. We appreciate you listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow. And it's until then that we bid you a pleasant good day. And now, we turn you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 a.m. and Sunday at 8:30 a.m. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbottville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.